This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. How do you start a business when you don't have anything to use as collateral? In most cases, you can't. A bank won't lend you the money. But one Mississippi-based nonprofit, Higher Purpose, is trying to change that for Black business owners in the Mississippi Delta. The organization provides assistance to over 500 businesses by being an advocate and capital matchmaker. This is to promote Black business ownership and economic justice. We'll take today's Economic Pulse with the organization's founder and CEO, Tim Lampkin. He spoke with my colleague, David Brancaccio.
Hey, David, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. You may have attended these things. I once attended a Small Business Association training on how to be an entrepreneur. And the guy on the stage looks at all of us and yells, "Where are you going to get your startup money? And don't say your parents." I mean, startup money is hard. And what? In your experience, it's harder for some groups of people.
Absolutely. When we look at the work that we're doing, particularly here in Mississippi with Black-owned businesses, we know that when it comes to access to capital, there are so many different barriers. And so we've been working very hard over the last 6 years to break down some of those barriers. In the last 2.5 years, we've been able to deploy over $1 million of capital to Black-owned businesses in Mississippi. And so we're really excited about that and really trying to change the narrative around how access to capital is approached here in Mississippi, but across the country.
How do you get the money to do this? It's about, in part, matchmaking, right?
So we consider ourselves a capital matchmaker. We have what I describe a buffet of capital options where we're able to really meet the entrepreneur where they are. So we have grants, we have zero interest loans through our Kiva partner, as well as low interest loans through community development financial institutions. And then lower on down the scale of the capital stack is the venture capital. And so we're able to really bring a unique approach to this process and working with those entrepreneurs. We are able to raise grant funds that we are able to re-grant out to businesses, and then as well as leveraging the capital that the different financial institutions have to really match that with the entrepreneur.
Now, you mentioned Kiva Partners. That's a separate organization, a nonprofit in itself.
So we are the only Kiva hub in the state of Mississippi. So we're able to help entrepreneurs get access to zero interest loans that don't require any collateral, that don't require any minimum credit score. Because we know, particularly when we're working with Black-owned businesses, the collateral and credit score are two main issues that stop Black-owned businesses from going after the capital that they need. And so working with Kiva has been tremendous to really help our entrepreneurs get access to that type of affordable capital.
Underlying all of this is that a traditional source of capital, borrowing from a bank, there may be structural problems in that system, right? I mean, in your view, banks still use criteria that unfairly discriminate against would-be buyers who are people of color?
We've seen in the last 2.5 years, particularly since the pandemic hit, several financial institutions have been more creative in terms of their lending criteria. And then that started to really creep back into the kind of traditional criteria, right? So I think the pandemic showed us that there is a lot of flexibility in terms of repayment structures, interest rates, and things like that. And even as we're thinking about closing costs, that makes capital more affordable. However, going back to that collateral piece has been really a barrier for a lot of Black-owned businesses. So we have actually raised our own loan guarantee pool that we use as a way to stand in the place for collateral. So if a person doesn't have collateral, we're able to basically reduce the risk for the borrower as well as the lending institution by guaranteeing that loan up to 50%. So if something happens to that loan, you know, it's still a win-win situation for the financial institution. And so we are seeing some progress in many financial institutions and how they're working with entrepreneurs to create new products. But there's still a lot of work to do in this space as we continue to really use capital access as a way to open up business ownership for so many, particularly here in Mississippi, as it relates to Black business owners.
So this network of funding is one thing. Do people also lend expertise, guidance? Is that also part of the network?
Absolutely. So our motto includes education, advising, and funding. So with the education piece, we have quarterly meetings with our 500 members right now across the state. And then we also do monthly meetings with those entrepreneurs, and we bring in speakers and trainers and facilitators. And then we continue to do that one-on-one advising with those entrepreneurs, depending where they are in their business. And then we wrap that with the financial piece, right? The capital access piece. So it is very much so a unique model within itself. And we're creating this three-prong approach where we're able to meet the entrepreneur no matter where they are in the stage of their business, because that's very critical. Because without having the advising, you will have capital and may not know what to do with it or may not be able to spend it wisely. And so it's really critical that we pair that capital with advising and continue to provide that ongoing education and support with those entrepreneurs, and, you know, making sure that we're with them every step of the way.
I have a brain drain question, Mr. Lamkin. You're from Mississippi, I understand, and you probably had options, but you chose to serve your home state and not move to where the big money is?
Absolutely. So I believe in purpose, and I truly understand that this is the work that I've been called to do at this particular time and at this particular place. I think what oftentimes has happened is that, particularly when we look at millennials, when we look at the different opportunities in larger cities and things like that, it definitely can be more lucrative as it relates to money and finance and all those materialistic things. And at the same time, is it really making you fulfilled as a person? And so I get the opportunity to do amazing work. I get paid to do that work, and as well see the direct impact in my community. And it's really also about leaving a legacy. And so I encourage anyone that is listening to this, that is on the fence or struggling with how they can get involved or stay involved with their hometown or their community, there's ways that you can do that. There's ways that you can find a problem and then be a part of the solution. And that's what I did with building Higher Purpose Co.
Tim Lamkin, founder and CEO of Higher Purpose, based in Mississippi, a nonprofit there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.